This section of the corridor has been restored to its appearance in 1830. The most common crimes that might land a person in Eastern State Penitentiary were robbery, burglary, horse theft, forgery, and murder. Typical sentences lasted only about 2 years, and few were longer than 8. At that time, there was no such thing as a life sentence, and those condemned to die were sent elsewhere. Look inside the restored cell and consider the case of John Curran, a 22-year-old white gardener convicted in 1829 of stealing his neighbor's horse. He received a 2-year sentence and was fined 6 cents. He was Eastern State Prisoner Number 6. Upon his arrival, prison staff placed a hood over his head so he couldn't get a sense of the layout of the penitentiary and so that no other prisoner would recognize him after his release. He would wear that hood whenever he was outside his cell. In the 2 years he spent here in Cell Block 1, John Curran may never have seen another inmate. Curran spent 23 hours a day inside his cell. He was not allowed to speak to anyone except the chaplain or the guards, who were called overseers. He slept in his cell. He ate 3 meals a day in his cell, and he worked there as well. Prisoners made chairs, some wove fabric, others dyed cloth. An overseer named Alan Fisher taught John Curran to make shoes. You can see shoemaking tools on the workbench in his cell. John Curran was allowed to keep only one book in his cell, a Bible. He could read. Most prisoners could not. He would receive no letter from home, no newspaper, no visitors. Curran received 2 half-hour breaks a day. He was allowed to go through that iron door at the back of his cell, out into his exercise yard to breathe fresh air and feel sun on his skin. Once every 2 weeks, maybe 3, he would be taken from that yard to bathe. Step away from Curran's cell and continue walking up the corridor. When you're ready to continue your tour, press 5 and the green play button on your acoustic guide.